Hello, builders. Welcome to the Builders Club Startup Founders Podcast, a podcast for founders to upskill themselves and understand the founder mindset. Every week, we sit with the best minds in the startup ecosystem and understand what it takes to start, run, and scale businesses. This podcast is from one of our recordings of our Waterfuller Conversations, a weekly community AMA where we get established entrepreneurs to discuss their strategies and their mindset in front of our community members. So sit back, relax, and let's start with the episode. Like every other time, we have a very special guest, and this time I'm not joking. I think Niyanti is one of those who's kind of a veteran in her own ecosystem. So for all of you guys who don't know, Niyanti Merchant, she is the co-founder of Array, which is now one of the most prominent multi-format, multi-genre OTT platforms which are out there. And she has also now, within Array, they have launched Array, Array Voice, which is a women-focused short form audio content platform, and we're going to talk more about what that platform is all about. But I guess for all of you guys who are joining in, one of the most important and interesting aspects of today's podcast is going to be about the journey of Niyanti, because her journey has been very interesting. She has been a part of management consulting, she was a part of corporate strategy, then she got into entrepreneurship full time, she got into the content ecosystem, and in a time when I think the OTT ecosystem was like going crazy. I think when Array launched, I remember there were 30-35 different OTT platforms which were being launched at one go. Together, all of these things were happening, and there was so much bustle was happening around. And only a few survived out of them, and Array was one of them. So that is one story which I personally am very, very interested in understanding about. Apart from that, I guess, you know, for all of you guys who are joining in, you will get an opportunity to ask questions to Niyanti as well. But, you know, it was the end of the overall podcast today. But before that, let's just welcome Niyanti. Niyanti, welcome to the Builders Club.
Hi, Sohail. Thanks. Thanks for having me here. I think actually it was really good chatting with you earlier today. And you know, I just think that after I got to know, you know, about your journey, I think we'll have a lot to talk about in common.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, so my own journey has been in the content ecosystem, and I understand I understand firsthand what it would have been like building Array at a time when everybody was basically making an OTT platform. Anyone and everyone who had a network and what content was basically coming up with an OTT platform. So just to understand there, Niyanti, we'll probably kick it off with your own journey. Because I think you started off in management consulting in KPM. Yeah. Then you got into NDTV.
Network 18.
Network 18, where you basically learned the ropes of the content ecosystem. You know, a lot of people who are fascinated with the content of the media space, like me, you know, who are outsiders, they don't really understand the business aspect and how that kind of motivates the majority of the decisions when it comes to the content which is being made on the media. And I think if you get to be a part of that side earlier, I think there's a reality check which happens, you know, when it comes to content. So what was your experience like? How did you discover the media or content ecosystem? What was your initial journey like, and how did you end up starting Array and then Array Voice?
Sure. So I think you know, while I was you know, like you mentioned, at KPMG and EY, you know, consulting, I think I focused a lot on consumer retail and you know, media, sports, a lot of those kind of clients. And I think that's why I just kind of got fascinated with having to do something within the media ecosystem. And so Network 18 was like a client of mine, and I'd spent a lot of time, you know, consulting with them on various projects. And eventually I ended up joining them for, you know, about 2 years. And then I think that's when I sort of got to know, you know, the founder of Array and the rest of the founding team. So there are, you know, so Array is founded by Sai, and who is incidentally on this call. Hello,
yes,
Sai.
Hello, Sai.
Why are you here?
Just
you can just like pop in and say hi. Yeah, I don't know why. But, and five other co-founders who are also all from Network 18. So I think for me, when sort of, you know, Sai decided to start Array, it was just very exciting for me to sort of be part of something, you know, from scratch. And yeah, so I think, so that's how, I think it was an interesting time for anybody wanting to be part of the digital ecosystem. And I think we had sort of obviously set out to establish like a really strong, you know, digital media brand, which was focused on original content across formats, right? So videos, we did podcasts, we're currently doing podcasts as well, web series, short videos, and also long format essays. To then, you know, and that those were the times when, you know, we created content which was available for distribution on our site, array.co.in, and then our YouTube channels. And then we also syndicated to a lot of the OTT platforms that started, you know, that started sort of first opening up in India, right?
I think Array was the first ones to do that. Syndications of their content at that point of time. Nobody else was doing it.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so we were the first ones. I remember we were distributed on Ola Play as well. And, you know, Hotstar and some of the other platforms. And then to, you know, 2018-19, when we sort of formally launched like a studio business, which is Array Studio, where we partnered with OTT platforms to, you know, co-create content in a sort of exclusive kind of model, either through licensing or, you know, just platform partnership. So, and then that was, you know, the 2018-19, we worked on a lot of projects with Hotstar, you know, the Amazon Prime Video and Mini TV, MX Player. And then, you know, come 2020, I think that was a time when a lot of our shoots actually had to get rescheduled because of COVID. And sort of that gave us some time to think about, you know, what else we could do, and how, if we could sort of integrate this, what we've created, into a slightly bigger tech play. And that's when, you know, the idea of Array Voice was sort of born. And yeah, that's a little bit about the journey leading up to Array Voice.
Very interesting. There are a lot of pointers that I want to touch upon. But before that, let's talk about a little bit about Array Voice as well, because it's a very interesting niche. One, it's audio. Second, it's web focused. So very interesting formats. Of course, the TG is big, the one which you're targeting. But why audio? And what's the differentiation? What's the vision?
So I think audio, I think we took a, you know, I think the bet is essentially on audio, right? As a superset medium of consumption. I think it's just, you know, deeply authentic. If you really want to build a product that's catered to like the LCM of the country, then there is no better platform than audio, right? And great for all the go consumption. And more importantly, it is appearance agnostic, right? So you don't need like your ring lights, and you don't need you know, to really put your face out there, and therefore inherently less judgmental, and lends itself for very easy creation, right? Low on time, low on production value, and therefore it sort of gives, and it opens up an opportunity to target those people who want to be creators with just their voice, right? There are a lot of platforms today that, you know, like short video apps. And then, of course, you have Instagram and YouTube who cater to creators, you know, which are largely for the face, right? But really, there is no platform that focuses on anyone, whether that person's a writer, could be, you know, a poet, could be a mental health counselor, could be anybody who wants to create and make money off that creation, but doesn't want to put themselves completely out there. And I think that voice, therefore, you know, so therefore audio, and I think this entire proposition, I think the first takers of something like this are women, right? It just lends so beautifully to women because A, it's less pressure. You don't have to put yourself out there. And therefore, we said, you know, on the go-to-market approach of this, we'll invert the lens a little bit and start with only women, right? So we started by onboarding only women on the platform, and the initial invites to invite other genders has also been given only to women. We have a women-only moderation team. And very soon, in some time, we will also be launching like a women-only seed, right? So while everyone's invited to come and create, I would say women would be like the privileged citizens on the platform.
But two things are, because we... I think the Builders Club itself has been a voice-first community for the longest period of time, right?
Yes.
And I think, so I have a few questions purely from the fact that we have been operating in the audio ecosystem. And we are kind of being forced to get into the video ecosystem. Now, let's go a little bit deeper. And
mm-hmm.
Have a frank discussion around this. Yeah. Business, I'm something is. I want to understand how does the mechanics and the semantics of it also work. Because audio ka agar aap ecosystem dekhoge na, so I think in India, I think IVM Podcast is the only one who have been doing something substantial in the podcasting space. Theek hai? India mein abhi bhi podcasting or audio content business in general has not yet taken off. Abhi bhi, I think, since I think 2013, 2014 onwards, it's been a decade ki abhi ek 10 saal baad digital ad spends have kind of touched where the TV ad spends are. But majority of these things are happening in the digital or video content space. So YouTube ho gaya, Instagram ho gaya, Shorts ho gaya, Reels ho gaya. And wo primarily because, why? Because eyeball catching and nano, matlab the microseconds that you have, they're basically capturing into that. Jo attention span or time frame hai, wahan pe le. Audio, on the other hand, till now at least, from a business perspective, has not yet made that much sense from a brand perspective. Matlab, ek brand agar sponsor karega, to usko ek podcast series ke saath associate hona padega, instead of doing just an ad placement. And it has to be a thematic kind of an integration as well.
Yeah.
Plus, isme community angle hona bahut zaruri hai. Jaise hum, whenever we do any kind of integrations, we have a community at the back where we kind of push, so the audio podcast becomes an add-on. Yaha announcement hui aur yaha humne aapko pura ye becha. How does the audio business work according to you, and how do you believe the business side of the Array Voice will work out here? Because isme do teen cheeze hai. Ek ki brand perspective se abhi audio ecosystem kis tarike se is being perceived, because you are more closer to that. And secondly, in general, what is the trajectory that you are looking at? Matlab realistically kaisa dikh raha hai abhi?
Right. So I think on podcasts in general and in long form audio, what you're saying is right? In from the point of view that it's more branded content, you know, thematically sort of align, and then you have to sort of offer it on all the possible podcast distribution platforms for a brand to get sort of eyeballs and reach. So I think that continues. From Array Voice's perspective, the way we are looking at it is, I don't think I mentioned it earlier, but we are short audio in the sense that the unit of consumption on the app is 30 seconds, right? So anybody who creates content or UGC content, it's in the format of a 30-second voice pod.
No.
And it is interest-based, right? So I come, I, you know, select what, whether it's a review on a Korean drama, whether it is, you know, about spoken word poetry, whether it is, you know, learning a certain language, whatever be the interest area, the unit of this thing is short format. We are using this to, A, funnel a large number of voices to come and very easily create, which currently don't have a voice on other platforms or who don't want to put their face out on other platforms, right? And therefore, the audience size becomes that much more bigger. So in that sense, it does not remain niche, right? So we are trying to create this format to target a large number of people to come onto the app and consume and create content. The monetization model is to, one, of course, advertising. Wherever there is an audience, there will be advertising. So advertising is obviously one stream. But the monetization I'm really excited about is also creator-led monetization, right? So the minute you sort of reach a certain kind of following, and it need not be 100,000 and a million followers, right? And I'll come to that, why I'm saying that. It could be 1,000, 2,000 followers, and you will have the opportunity to make money. We will give you professional tools. So then you can start your own podcast. You can continue to use the 30-second format, or you can set up a storefront where you can sell products, your own products or services, or products and services on behalf of certain brands, right? The reason I'm saying, and that's how, you know, creators make money off the platform, and therefore the platform makes money through these transactions, right? So content-led commerce and social commerce, that's the second revenue stream that I'm personally very excited about. And I'll tell you, so the opportunity here is this, right? That today, if you look at the creator ecosystem, that exists today, while there are, 80 to 90 million content creators that exist on video and everywhere else, it's actually just the top 5% that make money, right? The balance are not making money currently. So you're spending a lot of time and effort creating content, video content, building your following, and then, you would want to get to that trajectory sooner. And on the other hand, if you look at brands, the money that they spend on creators has very less, I would say, measurability or, I would say ROI value to it, right? Because it isn't measurable in that sense. So if you look at, the problem that brands are trying to solve by bringing this measurability through our platform, we want to bring in this addressability where, every brand will know what a creator has done for the brand, right? And therefore, a creator need not have a million followers. You could still make money off whatever you sell for a particular brand at 1,000 followers, at 2,000 followers as well. So that sort of opens up the monetizable opportunity for 90% of the creators.
So you're basically then becoming a platform where the people who are afraid to put themselves out there basically come and open up and kind of experiment with what they are doing. And then once they have a following, they are confident of themselves, then they can basically branch out and start
make their own podcast. Yeah.
So it's the merchandising, then content-led commerce is one of the monetization models that you're basically getting into.
Yes. Yeah. Apart from advertising.
Yeah. So advertising, so is this something which gets integrated within the existing platforms offering? It's really there, omnipresent in the ecosystem, that is what I understand, right?
Yeah, so see, with Array, we see that there are a lot of synergies with Studio, right? Because it's a content creation from opportunities for a creator could be making money on the app. And if, let's say, you are one of the, if you are a creative sort of content creator, which means, either a writer, music talent, whatever it is, you have opportunities to work with us on the Array Studio, right? In fact, we are even currently doing that. Some of the creators that we have, have started growing on the Array Voice platform, we are working with them on podcasts and, on some of our video shows. So that's like a very, very immediate sort of opportunity. And from a studio point of view, it's a first look-see into new talent.
Yeah, the new talent acquisition ka wo ban gaya na aapka fir ye to. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. Cool. So Niyati, thoda sa up. Let's try and get into the early days of Array and Array Voice as well.
Yeah.
Because I think majority of the folks here are any request, people would be listening in our founders and people who are trying to build their own stuff, right? So just trying to understand a little bit ki when you joined in, I think it was a 6 to 7 member team, right? Yeah, fir how big was
yeah, yeah.
that? Stem club bhi choti thi.
3-4 people.
Yeah, yeah. And now how big is the team?
So now we're about 35 people.
35 people. And this is all encompassing with the content, production, everything.
Yeah, yeah, everything. So see, the studio is anyways a small team because we don't produce in-house. We essentially, we have a very strong writing and development team in-house, which sort of develops ideas in partnership with, you know, writers depending on the story or genre. And then we sort of, and the rest of the team is all Array Voice, which is largely, I would say, tech engineering and a whole bunch of community managers for the new product.
So, yeah, Abhina, I think, this has been almost 8 years, right? 2016 onwards. Seven years. How have you seen the content ecosystem change? And where are you seeing the whole content? I mean, the creator economy has become a buzzword.
Yeah.
But I think when we were there, so this was just starting. So how have you seen the whole ecosystem change? Any specific stories that you have to share from Array or any of the talent that you have worked with? And how are you seeing the next 4-5 years? Yeah, this seems to be like a crazy, crazy trajectory right now for the creator economy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So I think one of the, you know, I would say, you know, there is long form content and then there are short form content. But really, I think, you know, the definition of what is premium content is really, you know, the lines between short form and long form are sort of getting blurred, right? So you have OTT platforms that are focused on premium, you know, really, really expensive production value and premium content. Whereas short video platforms have a lot of UGC content. But if you really look at it from the user's point of view or the consumer's point of view, what is value is relevant content, right? And how that relevant content is really... and how that content is served to a user. So I may actually place more premium and value on, you know, a YouTube creator or a short format creator. And that might be more valuable for me as compared to, you know, let's say something that was created by, you know, an OTT platform with very high production value. So I think the how you're able to serve content to consumers based on their interests and what they are, and what is relevant to them will sort of decide what is, you know, premium content in that sense and monetizable, which has monetizable value.
So what I'm understanding is production value, if you want to work with a brand, then the production value has to be very high.
Yeah.
Has that kind of changed now? Is it more about the kind of following that you have? And the kind of things that you're talking about, I mean, abhi content focus zyada ho gaya, production ke upar thoda focus kam ho gaya. Is that how things are now?
No, I think it's a mix of both, if you ask me. Because from a brand's point of view, I think what a brand is looking at, you know, reach, ROI, and impact and engagement, right? And as long as a brand gets that, I think the format is incidental to it, right? So yes, a brand will spend money and, you know, make a really expensive ad film, which might also get them that. Or a brand can partner with an influencer who's creating content from like the comfort of his home and yet able to deliver the brand message. So I don't think brands are looking at, you know, whether this is good production value or bad, anything that can give them engagement and reach.
Yeah.
And some impact. And that's why if you see a lot of, you know, advertisers are moving towards influencer marketing or moving towards, you know, partnering with a lot of the short format video content creators, because essentially, like I was saying earlier, somewhere for a lot of users, those have become premium in not in the production value sense of the word premium.
So this basically started off last year when I saw Ankur Wariko doing an IND money ad. Then I saw Raj Shamani doing an IND money ad. Today, last week, I saw Ranveer Brar, that food vlogger, doing a thumbs up ad. Okay, so that is the kind. So now even the big brands are jumping into the bandwagon. Yaar, chalo, as long as this person has a following and a growing one.
Correct.
So, and this guy is teaching how to make biryani in a thumbs up pack. And but that's working.
Yeah.
So I think Array, I remember you were the only ones who were a multi-format OTT or multi-format platform. You had a textual, you had a website with content, you had videos coming out, you also had podcasts, now you have short-form content as well. From anyone who's starting off in the content paradigm right now, how does the whole multi-format strategy work? I mean, how has the multi-format strategy worked out for you guys? Is there any... So, इसमें भी वो दो तीन चीजें हो जाती है ना कि जो textual format है वो long tail हो जाता है, ठीक है? मतलब is it just for the SEO angle या फिर brand का focus अभी भी बस video की तरफ ही है या फिर वो article format में भी there's some spends which come that way also? How does that work out?
I think for us, what was, you know, what helped us, because in, you know, in some of our early days, we relied only on branded content and advertising as a revenue stream before, like, you know, the OTT opened up. I think the combination of a multi-format approach works well for brands. It was actually a differentiator, because I think most of the other people were either only offering, like, you know, text, or they were only offering video. I think here, when there was a campaign that a brand had, we could bring it alive through, you know, doing a short video, talking it, you know, also talking about it through an article, and like the audio format. So the combination of, you know, these things became like an interesting proposition from a brand's point of view. And because we were always, I would say, an open distribution, open platform in that sense, like where, you know, our content was available on multiple platforms, for the brand, that sort of, you know, gave the brand added reach as well, right?
So, very interesting. So, it becomes a 360-degree package, yes, which you can basically give to the brand.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Thoda sa, I have one more question and then I'll probably open it up for the audience. So, guys, if you have any questions, just raise your hands on Zoom. I mean, there's a button for raising your hand on Zoom and I'll probably pull you in. Next, so Neeti, what's your take on communities in general? So that has again become a buzzword now. Mera isme ek bahut important question hai, because you are a part. So I think content and community kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So just want to take your a little bit of thought about the. I mean, are you a part of any communities? And if yes, what's going on in that front? Kya lag raha aapko?
I think communities are, you know, I mean, I can talk about it both from an Array Voice point of view, because I think, you know, the whole idea is when you're part of a community, there is much closer sort of engagement, right? So communities help, you know, create relevant content. It helps increase engagement between sort of, you know, creators and users in that sense. And therefore, you know, it essentially brings a sense of belonging, right? So even, so I think that's why communities are sort of become, a community-led approach is very important when you're creating like a UGC sort of product, because, you know, it's like you're, you know, people bond together very organically when you are either bound by a common interest area or a common life stage, right? So I'll just give you an example. Like we have a very large K-pop sort of community on Array Voice. And a lot of these people, you know, it's not like social communities, like on other social media platforms, you know each other because you are, you know, my friend's friend or I'm following someone. Here, you're bound together by a common interest area. So there is so much engagement between people just on random, like, you know, K-pop content, K-drama reviews, fanning over BTS boy bands. And I think it's a great way to build engagement. And the minute you have engagement in a community, there is a certain level of trust and therefore monetizability in that community, the monetizable value of that community sort of increases.
Lekin isme ek aur take hai mera. Matlab take nahi, matlab mera ek aur question hai isme. How big does the community have? Because, dekho, agar koi brand ke perspective se agar aap dekhoge, then they'll, if you look at the normal social media numbers, they are in millions. They want 10 million impressions and XYZ reach. Communities are small. And if you really want engagement, you need to be small.
Yes.
Okay. So, us angle se, it becomes a little bit of a, and matlab wo ek, it's an inversely proportional thing, na? For a, matlab ye ek brand ke liye, if a brand wants to associate or be associated with a community, let's say. ठीक है अरे वो इसका केपॉप कम्युनिटी ही मैं पकड़ता हूँ लेट्स से इफ देयर इज अ मूवी दैट इज व्हिच इज बीइंग लॉन्च्ड और अ बैंड व्हिच वांट्स टू एसोसिएट द कम्युनिटी इज 10,000 मेंबर्स स्ट्रॉन्ग ठीक है 10,000 इज अ बिग नंबर फॉर अ कम्युनिटी बट इट्स नॉट अ मिलियन
या
सो द मनी व्हिच कम्स फॉर अ कम्युनिटी विल बी मच लेसर विद रिस्पेक्ट टू बट हाउ डू यू देन जस्टिफाई कि मैं एंगेजमेंट ज्यादा दूंगा या फिर ज्यादा चीजें कर सकते हैं या फिर दीस पीपल बिकम नैनो इन्फ्लुएंसर हाउ डज दैट I mean, purely theoretical, thoda sa main wo karna chahta aapke saath, I hope you don't mind.
No, absolutely. In fact, you're building a community yourselves, right? Of like different... So I think anything brand like beyond a point like will look for engagement and impact, right? I mean, yes, there is reach, but if people are not organically talking about it in some way, then the impact is not really felt. So yes, I think brands also understand that when they are partnering with, let's say, smaller communities, while the community size will be small, but I think it has a much more deeper impact. And if they are looking at, users that, are likely to purchase their products or services, having, some kind of organic conversation stickiness becomes really important. And I think that you...
One second.
No, I'm saying. So I think brand get that, that...
So quantify karna is actually the major problem which usually communities are facing. I was just trying to figure out because I think right now communities is at a stage where content was back in 2014, 2015. Abhi jo cheeze ho rahi hai and I think it's just a matter of the way digital kind of used similar matrices which were working for television and then kind of brought it here. Is there a proxy for the communities as well which can be brought in? Because I think the digital reach probably is not the right proxy for what is happening here. Iska kuch ek hoga, matlab, it's probably like a event ya fir offline meetup. Us type ke angle ko shayad hume proxy banana padega isko. But this is probably a discussion for another day. So, ye batao yaar ki abhi at this juncture. So, are voice currently kis stage mein hai? What exactly are you people doing with Are voice? But how is it launched or is it something which you're planning to launch? Kis stage pe abhi?
No, it's live on the app. It's live on Android and iOS.
It's a separate app or it's a part of Are Hotel?
No, it's a I mean, as a business, it's part of Are. But like it's a separate app or product. So it's live. It went out of beta mode early Jan this year. And but it is by invite only at this stage. So.
And what's the kind of traction that you're seeing right now on Are Women Catch Up?
So very good. I think the good thing is, I think we started off with creating like wanting to create a new, content idiom or content experience of short form audio, which is not there, right? And to see what sort of content formats can really become interesting use cases of a 30-second voice bot. And I think that's where, our hypothesis on, ease of content creation is definitely, I think we're seeing that. People are doing really fun stuff from like 30-second sketch comedy to 30 seconds of spoken word poetry to 30 seconds of ranting. 30 seconds of, music and movie trivia to reviews and a lot of hot takes, language learning. So a lot of interesting, varied sort of use cases, which kind of tells us that, short form audio is very, very easy to create. And from a consumption standpoint, I think we have reasonably good, I would say, listening time. It's almost, 10 to 12 minutes. Per session, which means that somebody is consuming at least 20 to 20 to 30 pods.
इसका यूज केस क्या देखा है आपने? जैसे पॉडकास्ट का है कि आदमी ऑन द गो सुनता है, गाड़ी में लगा करके बैठ गया, एक घंटे की जर्नी है तो सुन रहा है, या फिर सोते टाइप कान में लगा कर सो गया. यूजुअली दोस आर द यूजुअल यूज केसेस दैट वी सी ऑफ अबाउट पॉडकास्ट, क्योंकि वो एक घंटा डेढ़ घंटा, बट अ स्मॉलर बाइट. सो आई टेल यू वेर आई एम कमिंग फ्रॉम.
या
देयर यूज्ड टू बी अ प्लेटफॉर्म कॉल्ड वोकल व्हिच वाज स्टार्टेड बाय अपरपे. आई एम श्योर यू वुड नो दैट. जो बाद में उन्होंने पिवट करके कू दे स्टार्ट दिस कू. मल्टीलिंगुअल एज वेल, ठीक है, तो आप रीजनल कॉन्टेंट भी क्रिएट कर सकते हो. लेकिन उनका क्या था, दे वेंट इट टू द Q&A फॉर्मेट, एज इन दे हैड शोज एज वेल, दे गॉट बिगर पीपल ऑल्सो, सचिन वचिन के काफी कुछ ये करवाया. लेकिन उनका जो टेक अवे था ना, उनका टेक अवे ये था कि यार शॉर्ट फॉर्म में ना, अंटिल एंड अनलेस देयर इज अ, मेरा कोई मतलब Q&A फॉर्मेट ज्यादा बेटर काम करता है, ठीक है, इज व्हाट आई गॉट फ्रॉम देम. यार मेरे, मैं ना अगर मैं क्रिएटर हूं, ठीक है, तो एक तो यार मैंने मान लो एक मिनट डेढ़ मिनट का डाल दिया, तो सबसे पहले मेरे को वैलिडेशन चाहिए कि कोई सुनना चाहिए उसमें,
ठीक
है. तो अगर मेरे को वैलिडेशन नहीं है, एंड इफ देयर इज नो शेयरेबिलिटी विद द अदर प्लेटफॉर्म्स राइट नाउ, तो फिर मैं यहाँ पे क्रिएटर क्रिएट करके करूँगा क्या, ठीक है. तो मतलब सबसे पहला वो हो जाता है कि यार मैं, मेरे लिए ना इट बिकम्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर गेटिंग दैट वैलिडेशन कि हाँ दिस प्लेटफॉर्म, आई हैव लिसनर्स इन दिस प्लेटफॉर्म. Which basically was, I think, TikTok ka major selling point hi hota tha, right? Ki jo pehla video aap banate ho, us pe itna zyada traction aa jata hai ki fir aapko lagta hai ki bhai yahan pe to banana chahiye mere ko. So are there those kind of trick, matlab growth hacks and everything also which you are incorporating right now in the product?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I'll send you an invite right after this podcast. Aap dekh lo. But I think, for us, short form is, you can engage with content, you can share a pod, and you cannot just share, you know, a link because we are invite only. You can also share it as a media clip on WhatsApp or on any other form of social media, right? You can comment on something, and you can, you know, repod something, right? So there are the usual sort of engagement ways to engage with pod, with pods. And I think the value of short form, see, two things, right? One is it's snackable content, right? So 30 seconds. So you want to just like scroll through and listen to a variety of, you know, audio formats. It's not just Q&A. Q&A is like one format for us, right? You can do lots of things in like short form audio, like you see when you, you know, kind of look at the app. But we also give you the opportunity of listening to something in play all mode or in playlist mode, right? So let's say you want to just, if you're on the go and if you're driving or if you're in the commute, you can just hit play all and you get a stream of voice pods. And if, and they are all, they can be playlisted by interest areas. So for instance, if you, you know, you're into mental health and you want to listen to, you know, motivational kind of pods, you'll get a curated list of best motivational 30-second pods in the format of a playlist. So it kind of, from a listening experience point of view, there is active and passive listening both. Active is when you're, you know, you see something funny, you engage, you want to, like, I'll give you an example. Because we have a lot of women on the platform, Girl Talk is a very interesting sort of cohort, right? Where women are discussing everything from relationships to, you know, teenage problems to all of that. That's very, very active creation and consumption. But for example, poetry, some bit of comedy, some bit of spoken word lends itself very beautifully to passive consumption, where you're just listening to, let's say, you know, 20, 30 minutes of, you know, content of a particular genre in playlist format.
So, yaar, aapko lagta hai live has a space here?
Yes, we are working on a live product, but we've not rolled it out yet. That's in the sort of works. I mean, I can just give you a tease of it. It's essentially like a small group where, which is where every person gets to speak for 30 seconds. So it's a fun format.
ये चलेगा. मैं बता रहा हूँ लाइव चलेगा, एंड आई थिंक वेमेन फोकस्ड ऑडियो फर्स्ट कम्युनिटी और अब प्रोडक्ट विल मतलब बहुत चलेगा अगर आपने सही से इसको कहना, आई एम श्योर यू विल हैव द राइट डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन फिगर्ड आउट फॉर दैट, बहुत चलेगा ये, एंड आई थिंक दैट विल बिकम योर गेटवे फॉर द प्रोडक्ट, वो गेटवे बनेगा आपके प्रोडक्ट के लिए. वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग, वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग. ओके विद दैट आई थिंक वी कैन प्रॉब्ली वी वर कमिंग टूवर्ड्स द एंड ऑफ द पॉडकास्ट. यार नियति कैसा लगा, हाउ वॉज योर एक्सपीरियंस इन
नाइस,
द
आई थिंक,
बिल्डर्स क्लब पॉडकास्ट?
नो, आई थिंक इट वाज अ लॉट ऑफ फन, एंड यू नो, आईड लव टू कैच अप विथ यू व्हेन एवर, लाइक आफ्टर, आल्सो गेट योर पर्सपेक्टिव ऑन व्हाट वी आर ट्राइंग टू क्रिएट एंड यू नो अंडरस्टैंड मोर
चलता है, मैं
अबाउट
तो
व्हाट
आराम से डिस्कस
बिल्डर
करता
क्लब
है.
इज डूइंग. यस
मुझे तो लगता है कि बहुत मतलब इसमें द प्रोडक्ट इज जस्ट एट द बिगनिंग स्टेजेस यार. आई बिलीव वेमेन फर्स्ट और वेमेन ओनली कम्युनिटीज हैव अ लॉट ऑफ पोटेंशियल इफ यू डू इट राइट. अभी तक मेरे ख्याल से ज्यादातर लोगों ने ढंग से क्रैक नहीं किया है इसको, बहुत कम लोगों ने मतलब. सो देयर इज दिस कंपनी कॉल्ड पॉपेक्सो, आई एम श्योर यू नो दैट. पॉप एक्सो मेरे ख्याल से बाद में, अभी तो गुड ग्लैम ग्रुप हैज बेसिकली सो व्हेन पॉप एक्सो वाज स्टार्टिंग आई वाज आल्सो वर्किंग ऑन अ वेमेन ओनली प्लेटफॉर्म व्हिच वाज कॉल्ड स्टोरीफाइड उस टाइम पे. आई डोंट नो व्हेदर यू नो अबाउट दैट और नॉट. एंड वी हैड अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग मॉडल एंड ऑल, और उस टाइम भी वी हैड फिगर्ड आउट कि इफ यू क्रिएट अ काइंड ऑफ अ गेटेड ट्रस्टवर्दी कम्युनिटी फॉर वेमेन एंड यू गिव देम द राइट टूल्स टू एंगेज विथ ईच अदर, मैजिक हैपन्स. एंड वी हैव सीन, एंड बिकॉज आई थिंक एवरी वेमेन एस्पेशली हैज अ वेरी डिफरेंट मतलब आई डोंट नो, मतलब देखो पहले ना ऑडियो प्लेटफॉर्म्स एग्जिस्ट नहीं करते थे, एंड यू आर राइट कि आई थिंक द इनहिबिशन ऑफ शोइंग देमसेल्व्स ऑन अ वीडियो और प्रॉब्ली मीटिंग ऑफलाइन हैव देयर ओन रेस्ट्रिक्शंस. ऑडियो not have that, and if you are able to give them an experience, and I think the feedback loops for you will become very very important. You have to have the right ambassadors, evangelists, वो कहते हैं ना क्या बोलते हैं उसको, power users. The
Power user.
power users are the most critical element here. करो मैम, I think I am very very gung ho about the product. Sounds very interesting. And I'm happy to help you guys in any way that you need. Yeah, मतलब करते हैं इसके बाद connect.
100%
ठीक
for sure, for sure.
है गाइस, फॉर ऑल ऑफ यू आई थिंक लड़कों के लिए तो ओपन नहीं है बट
नहीं, इट इज ओपन नाउ फॉर मेन आल्सो.
अच्छा
वी जस्ट ओपन्ड इट अप फॉर मेन एज
मेरे को
वेल.
लिंक भेज दो मैम, मैं डाल दूंगा इसको.
100%. आप प्लीज अपना पहला वॉइस बॉट क्रिएट कीजिए आप पे.
हमारे 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 यहाँ ना बहुत सारे बिल्डर्स हैं जो ऑडियो फोकस प्लेटफॉर्म्स पे काम करते हैं, तो मैं आपको लिंक
हाँ
भेजूंगा. देयर वाज दिस कंपनी कॉल्ड शॉर्टकास्ट, दे वर डूइंग
हाँ
एग्जैक्टली व्हाट यू आर डूइंग. ठीक है कि
रियली
हाँ, मल्टी बाइट्स मतलब शॉर्ट फॉर्म बाइट्स बना करके उन्होंने पूरा उसको बोलते थे, दे यूज टू कॉल इट ट्विटर ऑडियो, ट्विटर फॉर ऑडियो, दैट वॉज देयर पोजिशनिंग. ठीक है कि थर्ड
शॉर्टकास्ट
शॉर्टकास्ट, लेकिन अभी मेरे ख्याल से बंद हो गई हो. पर
अच्छा
मैं उसका फाउंडर एक्चुअली हिज रीजन फॉर क्लोजिंग वर डिफरेंट. ही बेसिकली गॉट इन हिज फैमिली हैड अ लॉट ऑफ प्रेशर्स, ही गॉट इनटू द फैमिली बिजनेस. तो प्रोडक्ट उसका काफी अच्छा था, ही वाज डूइंग प्रीटी वेल एज वेल. बट एज आई टोल्ड यू एट द एंड ऑफ द डे दीज आर फीचर्स राइट, द स्टोरी एंड द पोजिशनिंग इज वेयर द मैजिक हैपेंस. तो वो वेब थ्री और ट्विटर पर ऑडियो वाले एंगल में निकल गया था कि हम कॉइन्स देंगे, कॉइन्स से क्रिएटर इकोसिस्टम बनाएंगे, फिर दे कैन रिडीम द कॉइन्स एंड डू कॉमर्स एंड देन वी कैन मेक दोज पॉइंट्स एज क्रेडिट कॉइन्स एंड देन गेट मतलब काफी कुछ, लेकिन फिर एग्जीक्यूट नहीं हो पाया ना फिर वो वाली चीज है. लॉट गाइस फॉर ज्वाइनिंग इन ऑन अ फ्राइडे नाइट ही है ना. हाँ अभी भी फ्राइडे नाइट ही है.
हाँ, अभी तो एंजॉय करो फ्राइडे नाइट, मतलब
हमारे यहाँ फ्राइडे नाइट ही करते हैं ये. ठीक है
अच्छा.
जिनको जो सीरियस है ना, मेरे ख्याल से टाइम चेंज करना पड़ेगा ये ना. हमने कोविड के टाइम पे रखा था, फिर वो फ्राइडे नाइट ही रह गया. आई थिंक इसको थर्सडे नाइट तरफ थोड़ा शिफ्ट करना पड़ेगा. फ्राइडे नाइट जनता
हाँ,
फ्राइडे
वी आर
नाइट करते
ईटिंग इनटू एवरीवन सोशल लाइफ.
करेंगे करेंगे मैम, यही हम लोग भी अपना एपी टेस्टिंग इसी हिसाब से करते हैं ना कि अच्छा नंबर गिर रहा है, चलो टाइम चेंज करते हैं. Chalo. Thanks a lot, Neeti, for doing this. Thanks, everybody, for stepping in. Gauri, Sam, Tripti, Avinash, Sai also joined in for some time.
Yeah, I don't know where he joined and disappeared. We should have invited him to the conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Main aapko alag se abhi post this, let's have a call and I'll correct. I'll add you in the other WhatsApp group also. Apna jo hai. Theek hai?
Done, done. Thank you so much
for doing this.
Yes.
And hopefully it was good fun for you.
A lot of fun.
Ciao. Take care, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
That was the episode. Hope you got some rich insights for your idea from this. If you like the episode, do share it with your friends and rate us on Spotify, Google Store, and iTunes. If you want to join the Water Cooler Podcast Live, join the club at www.thebuildersclub.me. Until next time, upwards and onwards.